Hello, I'm Brian Turner with Lake 88 News, and I'm very happy today to be joined by a group that, for this focus on the fundraisers, we don't normally think of when it comes to fundraising for good causes and community needs. We think of them more when we're looking for emergency medical care. And of course, I'm referring to the world-leading and world-class Lanark County Paramedic Service. And with me this morning, I have Janice Steele, who's the acting commander, clinical and community programs. Hello, Janice.
Hello. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
You're very welcome. Because I have to say, my memory of the best comment I ever heard to describe your service was from your former commander, Ed McPherson, who at a county meeting where a couple of teams came out to do a live demonstration said, when one of our teams comes through your front door, they pretty much bring the hospital with them.
That's very true. And it's as the years go by, we're given more and more skills. And, we certainly can do wonderful things, out there in the community. So
for a group that's well known for giving, a lot of people don't think of you as being a group that gets involved in community programs and community fundraising. So let's start. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the Lanark County Paramedic Service when it comes to fundraising?
Well, sure. Now, of course, Lanark County Paramedics, as you said, work tirelessly to prioritize delivering the top-notch emergency medical care out in the community, which keeps us very, very busy. And, the last 3 years has certainly been challenging with the pandemic in terms of fundraising and community involvement. But despite those barriers, the service still found time to host its annual food drive and fundraising event. It's our biggest one that we do of the year. It occurs every December, where we endeavor to fill an ambulance with food. So year after year, we have a dozen or so paramedics, and they volunteer their time. They stage themselves at the four local Your Independent Grocers and literally collect a mountain of food. Usually over 100 boxes, which I've been told weighs about 1,000 pounds. And we also, through the generous support of the community, we collect monetary donations. And, every year is extremely successful. All those donations then get distributed to the local food banks in our community. So couldn't do it without the support of our community. And of course, the local YIGs and a whole host of other supporters and our paramedics and event organizer, Jason Tunks.
And of course, one of the big benefits in being involved in a program and a fundraiser such as that is you get to get face to face with the public, either outside grocery stores or at busy commercial areas where you set up. What's the response been from the public when you meet them?
Oh, well, of course, we love, besides the fundraising events, of course, we love just being out in the community, just attending events and organizations like that. We're a passionate group who love to promote health and provide education and demystify who we are and what we do. We often see people on the worst day of their lives, so it's nice to interact with them in, a non-emergency way and, just provide that public education. And in fact, at the end of this month, on May 27th, we'll be joining the Smith Falls Kinsmen Club and the Smith Falls Police Department for their second annual children's bicycle safety rodeo. So we'll be, I think it's held at the Smith Falls Arena. So we'll be there promoting bicycle safety and the importance of wearing your helmet. They're expecting about 300 kids. So it'll be a lot of fun, and other events. We like to do the Mighty Machines events, the Touch of Trucks, school visits, daycare visits, things like that.
You get feedback from the crew members of the paramedic service on how what their reaction is, how this makes them feel.
Well, I know that, we as paramedics, we work so hard to become paramedics, to become those trusted professionals that provide the care when you need it. And I know that they're just proud to be out in the community and not only doing the good work they do on the 911 side, but attending events like this and being out in the community and giving back through the food drive and other initiatives that we do. We like to think of it as maybe a mini recruitment process, getting kids interested in the paramedic profession from a young age too. So it's a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, it's just another great example that there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes with people in the community doing their absolute best to help people in need. And I can't think of a better example than Lanark County Paramedic Service.
That's wonderful. Thank you. I was just going to mention that we do have another smaller fundraising initiative that we do internally at the Paramedic Service. So we something a little fun for us, we add a splash of color to our normally very military looking uniforms. So we purchase specialty epaulettes that we wear at specific times throughout the year. And then the proceeds from these purchases then gets donated to various charities. So for instance, we purchased the pink ones that we wear for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and then we made a donation to the Canadian Cancer Society. Another fun one we do is in support of men's health. So they have little blue, little mustaches on them. And again, we made a donation to a men's health charity. We're really excited this year. We purchased rainbow epaulettes that we're going to wear in June, and we will be making a donation to a local organization yet to be determined, but one who supports LGBTQ initiatives in Lanark County.
So you're not just getting money and donations from the public. You're working on the inside as well. What a great way to do things.
Wonderful.
I thank you so much, Janice, for spending the time with us today, and look forward to seeing you on the street and in your upcoming fundraising events and supporting the causes.
Excellent. It was really great speaking to you. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Hit the resume button. What were the other items you wanted to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to, hopefully you'll check back with us May 21st to May 27th. We're celebrating our Paramedic Services Week. It's a provincial sort of celebration. And this year, the theme is diversity in paramedicine, the patient, the provider, and the profession. So we're going to be hopefully putting a lot of things up on our social media platform, our Facebook page, just celebrating the good work of the paramedics in the community. I was going to mention that if any of your listeners had a community event upcoming that they wanted, you know, paramedics to attend, that they could email us at info@lcps.care. So that stands for Lanark County Paramedic Service. And I think that was it.
Perfect.
Those were the other two things I wanted to mention.
I'll put a bug in Bob's ear about the Paramedics Services Week of May 21st to the 27th, because we have the noontime show called In Focus, which is similar to this, only with a much longer format, gives you the opportunity to have these conversations. And maybe we could look at slotting something in the week before.
We'll get our chief to come and talk with you. He was away this week, but he'll certainly be back then. So
perfect. Yeah. Well, I thank you once again, and we'll look forward to connecting with you in the future.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
Take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.